And that's why I'm happy today. I'm happy today. I'm happy today when Jesus is my Lord. I'm happy today. He takes all my sins away. And that's why I'm happy. Come on, let's see all singing tonight. I'm happy. Happy today,
I'm happy today.
Where Jesus is my Lord, I'm happy today. He takes all my sins and that's why I'm happy today. I'm happy, happy, I'm happy.
I'm happy today.
Where Jesus is my Lord. My sins
away.
And that's why I'm happy. I'm happy, happy, I'm happy. I'm happy where Jesus is. I'm happy for all my sins. One more time, I'm happy, happy.
I'm happy today.
Where Jesus
is my Lord.
I'm happy,
happy, happy.
Here for myself. And that's why I'm happy today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, blessed is your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed is your name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm happy today. Amen. Still see some people that are singing like they don't know what's going on. God has redeemed us. We're supposed to be happy. We're supposed to shout and sing. Take all that seriousness off your face tonight. Amen. God has already paid the price of Calvary. Lift your hands in the air. Put a smile on your face. Let's worship God. Open your eyes and praise God tonight. I'm going to bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Let's sing that song. There's power in that name. There is healing in that name. Amen. Let's sing and worship God. Amen. Amen. Don't get that religious spirit come down upon you tonight. God has already set us free. Amen. We are happy. Amen. Turn around, greet the person next to you, tell them God bless them, give them a hug. Amen. Let's cast all those religious demons out of here tonight. Amen. Set us free tonight, saints. Amen. I'm gonna bless that name. No other name I know. No other name I know. I'm gonna bless that wonderful name. Jesus, I'm gonna bless. I'm gonna bless that wonderful name. Come on, let's sing and worship Him tonight. I'm gonna bless that. There is healing in that name tonight.
Oh, there is healing in the name of Jesus.
Oh, no other name I know. Oh, there is power in that name tonight.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Oh, There is freedom tonight. Oh, there is freedom. Hallelujah. I'm going to bless that name tonight. Come on.
I'm going to bless that wonderful name of Jesus. I'm going to bless that wonderful name of Jesus.
No other name I know.
No other
name. Oh, let's sing it. I'm going to bless that name. Victory in that name tonight.
Victory in the name.
Oh, there is victory. Oh, there is victory. No other name. Oh, I'm gonna bless that name tonight. Tonight in that name. Oh, if you come to bless that name, let us sing it one more time. I'm gonna bless you. Forget about everything. We come to bless his name. Hallelujah. 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 Great, great, great. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed is your name, Lord. Hallelujah. How great is our God. How great is his name. Let's sing that song. Every head bow, every eye closed. There's victory tonight, saints. He's still the same. Sing that song just called by Anthony Hudson to pray with us tonight. How great is our God. How great is our God. Oh, let's just enter and worship him tonight. How great. Come on, open your voices and sing unto him. Sing with faith, believing tonight. Come on, just open your voices and sing unto him. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let everyone be singing tonight. He rolled back the waters.
He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. And he said, I will leave. Put your trust.
Oh, let us sing it again. How great is our God. Everyone.
How great is our God. How great is his word.
He back the waters.
He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. And he said, I will leave you. But you trust in me.
Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we praise you tonight, Father. Lord God, that we are a free people, Lord. Lord, we have break every realm of formality tonight. Lord, we could say amen. We could say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we could worship you in your sanctuary tonight, Father. Lord, every veil of tradition has been broken in our lives, Lord. Lord God, as we enter your presence tonight, Father. Lord God, we come with praise in our heart. Lord God, we come rejoicing tonight. We come with joy unspeakable and full of glory, Father. Lord God, for what you have done for us, Lord Jesus. Lord God, you have broken every fetter, Lord. Every chain, Father.
Amen.
Lord, you have set us free, Lord Jesus. Lord, we could lift our hands tonight, Lord. We could lift our voices, Father, unto you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we come with expectation in our hearts, Father. Lord, oh God, tonight as we stand before you, Lord, we come with empty cups, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we pray you fill us up tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, overflowing, Lord. Lord, every fiber of our being tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord God, every crease of our lives, Father, could be filled with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh God, anoint our faith, Lord Jesus, as we come to receive of you. Father, we pray you forgive us for all our sins tonight, all our shortcomings, Father. Lord God, everything in our lives tonight that would hinder us from entering into your presence, Lord Jesus. Lord, may you blot it out, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
May the blood of Jesus Christ tonight, Father. Lord God, make it as white as snow, Father. Lord God, may when we leave this place tonight, Lord, Lord, we leave more courageous tonight.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we leave us true Gentile warriors, Father. Lord, to possess every gate tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, we commit the entire service, every brother, every sister in your hands tonight. May you anoint us, Father, as we wait before you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray and ask. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are back in the house of the Lord tonight, saints. Amen. We come back in the house of the Lord with more faith in our hearts, knowing that we didn't come just to be seen of one another or just to look around. We come more determined on Sunday morning. Amen. This Sunday, the Lord come amongst us to clean out all the trash amongst us. Here we are. We come back with faith in our hearts, saying, Lord, we want more tonight. Amen. 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 Could we sing, I am determined, I've made up my mind. I'm going to serve the Lord tonight. Amen. I'll follow wherever he leadeth. If you don't want to go, please don't hinder me tonight. Amen. So let's just sing that song. Let's loosen up a little bit. Let's worship God. Amen. No holiday. We come to give God all the honor. We come to give him all the praise. Amen. I am determined. I am made up. I serve the Lord. I've left this world and it's better than me. I'll serve the Lord. I'll follow wherever he leads. I'll pastor wherever he leads. I am determined. He leads.
coming.
Blessed is the name, Lord. Amen. I am determined tonight. Amen. Could we just turn to our melodies of praise to song number 72? I want that kind of blessing. As we pick up tonight, tithes and offering. Song number 72, the melodies of praise. Just make sure the person next to you just see a songbook with you. Amen. When Jacob met the Lord upon that lonely night, and wrestled there alone until the morning. He won a princely title to get him. I want that kind of blessing that says and satisfies my soul. I want that full salvation in the laws of heaven. When Israel at last came into him, the Lord is with his gift. So full he was, therefore I want. I want that kind of blessing that saves and keeps and satisfies my soul. I want that full salvation in the Lord. This is the day of grace. This is the day of grace. We are a chosen race. Is with him. The prayer of peace to him. And then I want that kind of blessing and satisfy my soul. I want that full. Oh, when Jacob met the Lord, upon that lonely night, and wrestled there alone, until the morning, he wore a princess title to get him for the ride. I want that kind of blessing. I want that kind of blessing. I want that full salvation from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Could we all just bow our heads and close our eyes? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just ask my James said to ask God's blessing on tonight's tithes and offering. Amen. Could we all say amen tonight? Yeah. Amen. We just want to worship him. We just want to give him a praise and honor. Amen. Could we sing now unto the King Eternal, Immortal, the only wise God, the honor, glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let's sing as we worship him God tonight. Amen. Many people are singing like they was not in service Sunday, like they were somewhere else. Come in the house of the Lord with faith, believing God could do anything. Don't just come casual like it's the next meeting. This is not a next meeting. This is God on the move. Some places, it's really sad to see them the way how they watch you appear like this. Like we saw Methodist or some kind of thing. God has started a revival in the land. Amen. Don't let those devils get you down like that. Put away all those things. Let's rise. Let's shine. Let's give God the glory. Let's sing that song instead. We're going to rise. We're going to shine. We're going to give God the glory tonight. Don't forget what takes place with Brother Russ. Don't forget Sister Mull, Brother Clark. All those things are there. Don't come back in this place like this. Amen. Amen. We thank God for the white walls, the nice ceiling. But amen, we want God tonight. Amen.
We are climbing Jacob's ladder, soldiers of the cross. Amen. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Soldiers of the cross. Oh, we are climbing. We are climbing
Jacob's ladder.
We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Soldiers are. I'm gonna rise, shine, give God the glory. Shine, give God the glory. Let's rise, give God the glory. Rise, shine. I'm gonna rise and shine, rise, shine, give God the glory, give God the glory, rise, shine, give God the glory, and every wrong goes higher and higher. Come on, sisters, every rung goes higher and higher.
Every rung goes higher and higher. Every
rung
goes higher and higher.
Higher and
higher. And
we are climbing tonight.
We are climbing.
Take a flight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Just called Brother Weeks to sing for us. I was born to serve the Lord as he come, now unto the King eternal, the only wise God. The honor and glory, amen. Now unto the King eternal. Oh, let's just worship him tonight. The only wise God, the honor and glory forever. Amen. Amen, amen. Now unto the King.
Now unto the King
eternal. Immortal, invisible. The only wise God. The honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. 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 I love him best every day. I love him. Oh, let's go a little closer on him tonight. I love him better every day. I go by his side. I will love him. I love him better. Oh, just sing it unto him one more time. I love him better every day.
I
love him better every day. And I love him better. Love him better. If you love him better every day, let's just sing it again. I love him better every day.
From the dark, of the earth, my God, from this body, his breath made me a living soul. Thus when the light of his word struck that germ deep inside me, that is why, oh, that is why I love him so. For I was made in his likeness, created in his image, for I was born to serve the Lord, and I can't deny him. I will always walk beside him, for I was born to serve the Lord. My hands, they were made to help all of his people. My eyes were made to read his word. My feet, they were made to walk in his pathway. And my body, it is the temple of the Lord. For I was made in his likeness, created in his image. For I was born to serve the Lord, and I can't deny him. I will always walk beside him, for I was born to serve the Lord. Whom he foreknew, he did predestinate to be conformed into his image. Whom he foreknew, with them he also called. Whom he called, he did justify. Whom he justified, he had glorified. And I'm waiting for the translation to meet my Lord. For I was made in his likeness, created in his image. For I was born to serve the Lord, and I can't deny him. I will always walk beside him, for I was born to serve the Lord. Whom he foreknew, he did predestinate to be conformed into his image. Whom he foreknew, is them he also called. Whom he called, he did justify. Whom he justified, he had glorified. And we're waiting for the translation to meet our Lord. For we were made in his likeness, created in his image. For we were born to serve the Lord. Nah. beside him, for we were born to serve the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Could we all stand? Amen. I'm quick and change, translated by the power of the Holy Ghost. Now His power is moving deep inside of me. Amen. Oh, I'm quick and change, translated by the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm waiting for the outward to be changed and taken off the earth. Oh, His power now it's moving. I look. Oh, I'm quick and change translated.
How many of that power is inside of them tonight? Amen. You may not feel out in the flesh, but it's deep inside of you tonight. Amen. Transforming power. Amen. I would like to sing a chorus. I wanted to sing it Sunday, and it just filled my heart here. They come from the east and west. They come from the lands afar, to feast with the king, to dine as his guests. How blessed these pilgrims are. Behold in his hallowed face a glow with light divine. Blessed partakers of his grace. As gems in his crown to shine. Let's just sing that tonight.
They come from the east and west. They come from the lands afar.
To feast with the king tonight.
The king to dine as his guest. How blessed the pilgrims are.
Behold in his hallowed face.
Hallowed be a glowing light divine. Blessed partakers of His grace, as gems in His crown to shine.
If you set you free, sing tonight.
Set me free.
You heard the Jubilee song in this hour.
No longer I bear the burden of death. His yoke is too sweet to me. My soul was as black as night, but darkness has taken flight.
Now I shout the victory.
The victory, for Jesus has set me
free. Oh, since Jesus has set me free again.
To me, my soul was as black as,
but darkness has taken flight.
Taken flight.
Now I shout the victory.
The victory. Oh, Jesus has said.
Oh, Jesus is coming soon. We leave that tonight. Our trials will then be all. What if our Lord, this moment should come?
This moment should come for those who are free from sin.
Then will it bring you joy?
Then will it bring you joy?
Oh, sorrow and deep despair.
Oh, sorrow and deep despair.
When our Lord in glory come, will meet.
him up in the air. Oh, my, sing that tonight.
And set me free. I'm happy as I can be. No longer I bear the burden. His yoke is sweet to me. My soul was as dark as night, but darkness has taken flight.
Now I shout the victory,
the victory, for Jesus has set me free.
Hallelujah. Isn't that what he's doing this hour? Amen. My soul was as black as night, but darkness has taken flight. Now I shout the victory. Amen. You can shout your freedom. You can shout your victory. You ain't no defeated Christian no more. You ain't walking no gloom and sadness in your face no more. The joy bells is ringing in your heart. Hallelujah. Because a message has come forth to take the fears, to take the doubts, to take the make-believe out of your heart and let you know that you have no reason to worry or be in despair. Hallelujah. The Lamb died for you. He shed his blood for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Not by works tonight. We're not trying to work up nothing tonight. We're not trying to say, if I don't do this, I might make it tonight. No. He already saved you. Hallelujah. He set you free. He's come back to let you know that the rapture is at hand. He has come down and is fixing things for the coming of the Lord to get you ready. Amen. It was grace that sent a messenger. It was grace that sent a message. It was grace that sent a pillar of fire. It was grace that sent a cloud. It was a headstone came shouting, grace, 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 grace. Hallelujah. Onto the pyramid tonight. Amen. To see that all we have to do is just apply the word. Apply it in obedience to the prophet word. He came up the mountain veil. The pillar of fire was there in the prophet. The glory was so bright. But the veil and the people heart couldn't see it when he came off Sunset Mountain. When he came back to Jeffersonville, it was a mighty God veil before them. They didn't understand it. The world was veiled. Amen. They thought it was a man with new thoughts and new ideas. But the word was veiled. He came afterwards and revealed Moses went on the mountain, met the pillar of fire, come with the word to put it behind badger skins. They didn't know it's that he came to do. He was coming with the word now to put it behind human skins. Hallelujah. And the people wondered where it went, where it went. Some people say, oh, we have the message, they have this here. But you have it in your heart tonight. Amen. You put it behind human skins. Amen. The Shekinah glory is hanging over it tonight. Amen. So we really thank and praise him to know where the word is. He said the word is in the bride. Amen. Hallelujah. Then you have to get a revelation. How are you going to know the bride? And you will see the ones in whom God is dealing tonight. Amen. So let's bow our heads and close our eyes. We are happy to be in the service. Father, we come with joy and appreciation in our hearts to know that there is an opportunity like this granted unto us. Lord God, if it hadn't been for your amazing grace, we could have been in front of some television, in some cinema tonight, Father, out in the world, some dead denomination, no religion or something, Lord. But Lord God, here we are tonight in the presence of the living God. Hallelujah, your presence amongst us. The angels, the seraphims moving this service, crying, holy, holy, holy. Lord God, the living word, have come unto us, Father. We are sitting at that table that is spread before us, and the Lamb himself, Lord, walking on this table, wiping the tears off of our eyes. Tell us we don't have to worry, we don't have to complain, we don't have to be sad no more. Hallelujah. He has done it for us, Lord. And Lord, we sit here in your presence tonight to worship you, to give you honor and glory. And Father, we pray tonight that you just feed us with a hidden manna. Oh, God, a spiritual food that was stored up in this for this time, Lord. Your prophet said there's going to be a famine, not for bread or water, but for the hearing of the true word. But Lord, not our, the storehouse would be opened. Hallelujah. We thank you for the inspiration that have come and opened the storehouse unto us, Lord. The place where the food has been stored up that we could come and eat, Father, and not be hungry no more. Instead of any man hunger and if any man thirst, let him come unto me. And oh God, there's a hungry heart tonight. Somebody that the world cannot satisfy, Father. Somebody is hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Lord God, may they find it, Lord. And Lord, for every son and daughter of God tonight, is that where that carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Oh, they'll come from the east and they'll come from the west. They'll come from the north and they'll come from the south to feast with the king, to dine with his guests. And Father, we notice a little preview of it tonight. And Lord God, we pray that the Holy Spirit, who is present here, Lord, would speak to each and every heart tonight. You would bless the people and strengthen them, Lord, and establish them in the present truth. And Lord God, may they leave rejoicing, may they leave with a full assurance of faith. Hallelujah, knowing that the never failing presence of Jesus Christ is here with them. And Lord God, knowing that you will bring your word to pass, all that you have spoken pertaining to your people for this hour, you will bring it to pass. For you are not slack concerning your promises tonight. Your promises are yea and amen. So Lord, may you bless our gathering together. Bless our fellowship around your word tonight. And Lord God, may your love be shed abroad in every heart. We pray and we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Turn to your Bible tonight. I'd like to read in the book of Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 18. For you are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burn with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, like Mount Sinai. And the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched a mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust with a spear. And so terrible was the sight that Moses and I exceedingly fear and quake. But you, Paul is saying now, but you are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn. Not no Baptist or Methodist church. Not these things. The church of the firstborn. Who are written in heaven. And to God the judge of all. And to the spirits of just men made perfect. And to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant. And to the blood of sprinkling. That speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not to refuse him that spoke on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, which is yet once more, I shake not the earth, and that's a quote there in Haggai chapter 2, verse 6. Somebody in the Bible. And this word yet once more signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, by which we may serve God acceptably. You see what that reads? Let us have grace, by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Let us bow our heads and close our eyes in our time. Father, we thank you for the grace that has been extended unto us, that we could come, Lord God, not as though we come in unto Mount Sinai, Lord God, but we come, knowing we come into Mount Calvary, Lord. Hallelujah. And had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, Lord God, where the blood of the New Testament was shed, and Lord God, where the life of the Holy Spirit was released to come back upon a believing church, Lord God, we pray tonight that we realize it was because that blood was shed for us. Lord God, we could hear our names being called today. And we could come, Father, Lord, with a full assurance of faith, not wavering, knowing that he is faithful who promised. The faith that has been perfected now within us, Father. We pray that
we'd find that grace in his sight. But Lord, he said, he that commit unto you must believe that you are the rewarder of those who diligently seek you. For without faith, it's impossible to please God. Lord, we don't not just to come, but to come with faith, believing, with expectation of our hearts. Looking, Lord God, unto that atonement that stands there and represents us before the Father. God, knowing that, we are made perfect. Lord, may you receive us as we look to that atonement and we come with faith, identifying ourselves together with Lord. Come and be under camp tonight. Lord, bearing the reproach, but Lord, taking our stand and standing in our stand. May your word be real in our hearts tonight. Lord God, may the people find faith in the words of the Holy Spirit. Speak unto us tonight that they can leave, Lord God, strengthened in the inner man. We ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now we see. Well, we want to greet everyone in the house of God tonight. And we appreciate everyone that is here and the sacrifice that is made. Many traveling far to come out to service and then have to travel far again tomorrow to come back out. But we're not looking at the distance to travel, we're looking that they come in the Lord's at hand. Amen. Amen. And we're not just saying that like people just say that years ago and they say they come in the Lord's at hand, they come in the Lord's at hand. There's under real expectation because God said it and the urgency which He said, they held it. But this is the first generation that knows we are the last generation. Because the generation that see Israel become a nation will not pass away until all these things be fulfilled. When you see the fig tree put forth its bud, you know for yourselves that summer is nigh, is even at the doors. Amen. So the Holy Spirit have come in this hour and have taken the word that was spoken years ago, thousands of years ago, and showed us that this day is these scriptures fulfilled in your ears. Right before your eyes. And you see the signs of the time. And you discern the signs of the time. You know what the voice of the sign is saying. And you are persuaded that the coming of the Lord is at hand. And you realize that the messenger have come with eye salve and gold trident fine, white raiment to get the bride ready. Come and buy of me that you might be rich. Then we realize that the hoard and store money today is to buy gold, trying to fire to be rich. Not how much money you have in the bank, not how much the world goods you own, you're rich. But if you buy of him gold, trying to fire, then you're rich. Amen. I saw that your eyes may see. Not if you go and a doctor say, I have a 20/20 vision, you don't need glasses, that is not it. If your eyes are anointed with eye salve and you see for yourself, that he has descended from heaven with a shout, and a mess have gone on the world, and the quickening power have been quickening the elected seed, whose names will learn the Lamb's book of life, and calling them, amen, into the secret place, amen, where they are safe in the safety zone, amen, not a bomb shelter, not to get the architect to design your house a special way in case an earthquake, you have to build up and move, and not that, not, you're not safe like that, amen. See, you're only safe if you know you are under the blood. Amen. That's your, we got how bombs they drop. How much earthquakes take place. If you have pestilence and famine strike, the only place you're safe is in the safety zone. And Brother Abraham said, Noah stood in the door. The hour came where he was in the door preaching in the ark. Oh, man. The people have no discernment. That Noah was now in the door. He was now close to the ark. Amen. Inspiration was pulling him. Why? He saw the animals leaving way out. Animals they didn't see for a long time. They were living in desolate, solitary places. They were coming out to the hiding to get into the real hiding place. And Noah, like a prophet, amen. He learned something from that way back in India when he saw the birds beginning to flower the rocks. And the cow began to move from the walls. And all of a sudden, an earthquake struck and shook the place. He realized that the animals have something inside of them to sense danger. Amen. The days of Noah, the Bible said the animals were just coming out. I want to see men and women, boys and girls and young ones and old ones coming out of all kind of religions, all kind of old denominational walls and fleeing into Goshen. Something is fixing to happen. Amen. When you see people hasting, amen, have no time to salute no man by the way. They're about their father's business because you know they're coming unto them to fulfill all righteousness. There's an urgency, amen. There's something at hand. And too many a time we lose the real urgency of the message because we lack a real revelation of the scriptural time that we are living in. Amen. We get so taken with other things, but may God tonight give you revelation to hold the vision right there and be steadfast, always abounding, unmovable. Amen. Forgetting things that are past and present to the mark of the high calling. And then Noah was in the door, he was standing there. And he stood in the door of the ark and he was preaching. But in the days of Moses, when judgment was fixing the strike, then Moses was in the door again. All the time he was up in the mountain, he was here, but he was in the door now. Amen. The last message was coming forth. Slay the lamb. Apply the blood. Why? Because he saw the signs. God struck the place, all the signs that showed itself, all the end time signs. Darkness in the land. Amen. See all the plagues and everything was coming in. And when he saw that, he knew the last two was going to strike him with death. And the only message he preached was the token. Don't you realize that the hour is going to come, the minister will only be able to preach the token and nothing else? Moses was standing the door. Amen. And he was under the blood. And he was preaching. Amen. Slay a lamb. But he was inside. He wasn't walking the street no more. Preaching. He came to the street. He was on his side and preach. Yeah. Amen. At that time, he couldn't run behind. He said, run behind. I want. He had a sign there in the door. And if you're in the road, he said, boy, run for your life. He come out and tell that outside. He's in the door and he's preaching. If you're going to hear the voice in the door. Amen. But I believe that I found the door. The door is Christ. The door is your word. And I believe that the only door to be saved in this hour is Revelation 10:11. And I'm standing in the door tonight. I'm preaching. I'm saying the cycle has returned. I'm saying run for your life. The message of urgency. And the people that look upon John, his message is a different type of message. For years, the people of Israel heard a message, the Messiah is coming. The Messiah is coming. One day he's coming. He'll be here soon. We can feel he's coming. John had a message that there's one standing among you. Hallelujah, he'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. But I will say on Sunday, the sealing angel is here. They're standing one among you. May you see the urgency tonight. The inspector is here. He's inspecting your life. He's inspecting your attitude. He's inspecting everything that you do because he's here with the seal of God in his hand. Hallelujah, and the slaughtered angel is coming swiftly behind him. Amen. The message came to me. It wasn't baptized in the name of Jesus Christ no more. It wasn't the always late no more. It wasn't the mark of the beast no more. Amen. It wasn't all these different things about, you know, take your house and come to church on time. It wasn't these things no more. It was apply the blood. Amen. And then after that applying time, then just a little silent period, like everything just kind of was waiting out. And all of a sudden, something was moving the street. And then we see nice people who look so strong, who look so religious, who look so clean, who look so moral, they're just going to die and die and die. Amen. When you see death moving upon people today, the pangs are going to choke them, they're going to suffocate. They cannot, they have no breath. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to feel a coldness coming on the body. Amen. And you could see them there gasping despair. It's easy to see it. Amen. But what about when spiritual death begin to creep upon people? And you see the pangs of spiritual death coming upon them. You see the coldness coming upon them. Formality coming upon them. No longer passion to know the word. No longer urgency. No longer expectation. What is happening? Death is coming upon them. A man who is not trained to observe signs of death, like Brother Ramsey, what the man? And all of a sudden, you saw the whites in the man's eyes. He said, no man can set his eyes that way. that when your heart stops beating and go into that position. Oh my, when your heart stops beating, that church is trouble. Oh my, the minister I feel to get it pulled, they feel to get pulled, they don't pump a hook and go to try and pray with the Chinese, but nothing can happen. Try and fasting and praying, they try and beating the people, trying all kinds of different things, it won't work. Hallelujah. It takes the power of the resurrection. It takes the breath of God to breathe 7 breaths back inside that church to raise them back up. Amen. And when you could look in this hour, you could see the pangs of death creeping up. You could see the coldness. Amen. No longer night. But he said, feel something warm. He said, yes. He said, because that angel standing over you. Amen. You don't feel cold when the angel says, you feel warm. You feel a glow right around your neck. You feel different. Hallelujah. People come and you can see they get a little emotional. You say, you have that emotion because you're feeling something. Yes, she feeling, but she doesn't see what she's feeling, but he can see what she's feeling because he knows he's standing there. Amen. And some people, they can't feel nothing. They sense they can get numb. Amen. I want you to see that taking place at that side. When a person not trained, maybe they feel somebody doing tricks and rolling their eyes and all kinds of different things. Amen. Then I pinch him and say, no, that's how I sleep. Wake up. But I'll be dead. Amen. You see? And there was happening a lot of churches and a lot of people today. You see? And when you see that happening and taking place, then many people are trained, so they think, well, maybe they better feel to stay home tonight. He's really going good, but you know, he just, he come out regularly these days, but he's still serving the Lord. He's getting cold. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Because in your hour, your expectation is rising. Yeah. And the people are going to look at John and realize he believed what he was talking about. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And maybe that way with every one of us, that people could see the urgency upon us, yeah, to know, believe, that the seventh seal is about to close up for the Gentiles. When California goes down, the Gentiles is over. Gentile age opened with an earthquake. Dispensation changed with an earthquake. You know that? And the cross when it died was over for the Jews. It was finished. And a great earthquake when the veil is rent. Amen. You see? And then 1964, he said that tremor was a warning. A worldwide warning. I shake the world. The whole earth was shook, though it didn't balance it. Warning that soon, Hebrews 12, everything that we shake will be shaken off. Next time, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Hebrews 12, 27. Yet once more signify the movement of those that are shaken and of those that are made. Amen. That those which can be shaken may remain. He said when California goes down, that's what's going to happen there. But before that takes place, he's speaking from heaven. Oh my. He's speaking from heaven. Because why? The veil has been rent again. Had a little grace period. 80-70, then destruction came. Amen? But it's finished. But in between there, the elected ones who had laughed over like the 3,000 there at Pentecost, all of them quickly was coming, the Jewish part. The body, the elected ones was coming in before they were scattered throughout the earth. You see, 1964, the mighty God unveiled before the genuine mercy seat came in plain view. Amen. And the mighty conqueror stood unveiled before the people. Because the pillar of fire came from heaven and ripped it from the top to the bottom. From the Pentecostal right back to the Catholics. And showed the world that it was not there. Yet it's to the prophet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the believers be quickened. And the sword of mercy seat standing there, crucified by the priest in Laodicea. There they crucified him, and the other go beyond there to be identified with the bleeding lamb and the prophet standing outside of Laodicea. Hallelujah! Amen. I feel good tonight.
Because I've seen the mercy seat. I know where it is tonight. It's not in the prophet no more. It's in the bride tonight. Hallelujah. And many cannot see the mercy because when Elijah's red, the veil is still upon the heart. But where the spirit is, there's liberty. Hallelujah. Amen. And the genuine mercy came plain view, and quickly a message like Peter had in the Pentecost. You wicked hands have crucified the Prince alive, but did a genuine mercy seat, and quickly all over where them seats were being quickened to recognize the real atonement, the real mercy seat, and they could left the religion, they could left the tradition, and be identified, amen, with the living word in the hour. Hallelujah. You see, because this was happening. And Peter and them knew what the mercy, they knew that the beat was changed, they knew it was a new covenant, they knew something was happening. Amen. And they prayed by a revelation of the promised word that was being fulfilled for the hour. Amen. And no matter how much a man can try to explain this and explain that and the law and these things, it won't take them back because they saw the word fulfilled. They knew where the word made flesh. They knew where those ones lived out. The understanding was unlocked. The mind was open. They knew what the Holy Spirit did in their generation. Amen. They were elected to receive a revelation. They may not fast the most or pray the most like the Jews and the scribes and the Pharisees and them, but they were elected to receive the revelation. And God came to them and gave them the revelation. Amen. And when they saw it, they were persuaded. They were committed. Amen. That a sacred trust. That a responsibility. Seeing that you receive this mystery, faint not. For we have obtained mercy. Amen. We have received mercy. Amen. The blood. We received that blood. Amen. That flowed from Emmanuel's veins. Those seven seals. Amen. The life of the blood, the Holy Spirit, the token. It's here to identify how we have received that blood. Amen. Hallelujah. So what a hour it is. When California goes down, then the Gentile age will be closed again. God is finished with Gentiles. But from the time the earth, God rocked the earth and California sank, began to sink and go because it's sinking. It started to sink when the word was spoken. It's going down, 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 down. Amen. Why is going on? The bride being taken up, 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 up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see? So it's happening. Los Angeles. That's what I want to read because somebody's come back to me with Pompeii. I don't know about Pompeii. I don't know if anybody knows about Pompeii. I can tell you about Pompeii one of these days. The Holy Spirit was saying, like the last days of Pompeii. Amen. And I know I saw some picture at the time in the world in a place that destroyed the Ukutumai Roman civilization or something. But the Holy Spirit, when he's crying out there, it's like a poem, like the last days of Pompeii was. And God going to carry those angels down beneath the sea. And the prophet stood up there, them feet of brass, and the word came out of his mouth, brought judgment upon them because the sins of heat up in the heaven, all their filth, that started way back in the days of Noah. In the east, when civilization started back there, it came right down the west and heaped up so high. Amen. Until God brought judgment. But because there was other seeds to be quickened, it could not be over yet. So the judgment lingered. The judgment lingered. And the investigative judgment, you see, it had investigative judgment before that struck, you know. All the way back in the late 50s, was investigative judgment. While man was having a good time and carrying on, angels unseen was here. Then they're going to make themselves visible. They're going to be spotted by people on the earth. But they didn't know what was happening. They were building another Tower of Babel. They had another day of Sodom. You watching the Bible, Genesis 10, the day of the Tower of Babel. What happened? God said we are going down, and here and a few angels dropped down there in the scene to investigate. You watch in days of Sodom, God dropped down again And these days when they're being built up to our building and work on the churches, you see, and going, the man is single as long as true, another Nimrod again. God, and then get a drop down. And the people didn't understand that the prophet was sung out a message. Amen. A voice warning them before judgment comes. Because God always sends a warning before judgment. Amen. And the voice was warning before the judgment. But he said, like, tell a little story. He said, this man, you know, found a gold mine and how he gets a lot of gold and these things. And afterwards, he sell it out and he got all their money. And then he's traveling, you know, to another place. He's going to set up his home. And he had his faithful dog with him all the years. And while he was journeying in the darkness of the night, and he's still in the shadows, there was some robbers who saw him carrying that money. And they was coming behind him to rob him and kill him in the night. And then they went to this little cabin and they hole up for the night. And they were just sleeping. This man, you know, he thought, well, my, I have all this money. And he was just in his imagination thinking about his future and all he's going to do. And he locked the dog outside. The dog was outside, and the dog, you know, being a smell something kind of fishy going on. The dog being a bark and bark and bark. But the barking began to get like a nuisance. You like all this preaching here come like a nuisance to the neighbors and them, like a nuisance. And they tried to silence the voice. And Brother Ram says, he said, that man, he's long inside the day and he's drinking his whiskey and having a good time. Because he had all this money and his great fortune. The dog was barking because the dog saw them coming. The dog was barking more, you know, ferocious. They keep barking, barking. Until the man tried to shut the dog, the dog keep shut up. But the dog was trying to warn the man to save the man's life. And the man, after a while, he wanted to lie down and sleep, and he couldn't sleep because he was barking, barking. He couldn't take it anymore. He comes out with a double barrel shotgun loop, and he emptied out inside the dog. And he killed the dog. And he said, I don't even need you no more. Amen. Glad you shut your mouth at last. Amen. Get rid of it. Amen. Then lie down and begin to sleep. And the men creep in the house and slay them, slay the man, and stole all his money and went away. He said, what happened? He tried to silence the voice that was warning him. Amen. And here in this 20th century, God sent a prophet out to the wilderness, coming with a message, and all those people so secure in their organizations, and all the religious programs, all different things, but the message was like a disturbance to them. It was really religious disturbance. They couldn't take the message, they couldn't take the screaming, they bow behind their paid face. They couldn't take the screaming at a living right and these things. Until they come together, silence that voice, and kill the message. And then they were led right into the mark of the beast, down to the pit of hell. Amen. Because why? He said they tried to silence the voice that come to warn them. Because they couldn't discern that the voice was warning them before judgment struck. And that was happening today. Many people, they think it's nuisance and noise. But how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except to be sent? Amen. There's a warning going forth. And God is lifting up his voice in this hour. Hear the voice of God. Amen. Being lifted up and being spoken. They see that they refuse not him that speak from heaven. Amen. See, his body's on the earth. The head have dropped down to invisible union. Unite together and he's speaking to his bride. And the message going forth is not the bride's thoughts and her ideas. Because she has the mind of Christ. The word is in the bride. It's God's word for this hour. He's a locked predestined word for this hour that is sung in forth. And many people because they don't know that that was God's plan, that's God's will. They're so set in their ways, they try to get rid of that voice. Try to silence, try to put it aside. Amen. Kill the effect of the voice that was sent to warn them. Amen. That's what they did there. And they failed to realize it. And then the death began to move upon them quickly and overtake the church. All kind of fallen angels begin to get into it. Because why? And then the people begin to drift off of the word and believe any kind of scriptural things. Amen. Until they all set there and all ready to welcome the Pope as the head. Amen. See, because why? They destroyed the voice that God sent, try to kill the effect of it. But thank God you have kept alive to a few elected people. Amen. Who could discern that was the voice of God in the last days speaking with God himself dropping down the air. And those people never understood what those things was. And then 1960, 63 when the angel dropped down there and the world opened up. And then the Pentecostals had a chance. He said, thus said the Lord, the Pentecostal church shall never rise again. Pentecost, he said, oh, Pentecost, Pentecost. Run for your life. Flee them walls. He said, oh, Laodicea, Laodicea. Oh, America, America. Oh, Los Angeles, Los Angeles. But the same one who is called, oh, Capernaum, Capernaum. The same one. Amen. He was brooding over them, but it wouldn't receive him. Amen. And then when he struck with judgment, everything was to go down right there. The veil was rent. The mighty God was unveiled. The genuine mercy was in plain view. It was not back in Laodicea. It was not there. There they crucified him. Out here was the mercy seat. Amen. It was veiled in a prophet. The word of God, the blood of Jesus Christ, the word for the hour was in a prophet. And there was no way to come out of Laodicea outside seeing the prophet. But if you don't see the prophet, you're a Trinitarian still. You're going to take the mark of the beast. Because the third angel message is to reveal the mystery of the mark of the beast so you can escape the mark of the beast. Revelation 49:12, a third angel message coming to reveal the mystery of the mark of the beast. And that was that message dropping down the air. The third message on the Gentile side, because God knew the Gentiles now. Amen. Anytime we go back to Israel, it's a nation. Shall be born in a day. Joseph revealing himself to his brothers. Amen. See, so you see what's happening. So you find then that what is taking place now is coming to an hour here where few people is realizing what is really upon them. See, but notice quickly, the voice is going to speak from heaven. And the warner will see that you refuse it not. Amen. Because everything we're shaking is going to be shaken off. And he said that even California is going to go down. And when it goes down, remember that will be the end of it. Amen. And in between there, between the warning, the earth being shook with a tremor. See, 1964 March, Good Friday, the whirlwind of fire dropped down there. Amen. God coming from a whirlwind of fire and a prophet on the mountain, just like in Exodus 19. And the men exceedingly quake and fear and they're running. And they go, and Baran tells me, he said, run! Hide! Not a man's terror. And a prophet stood on the mountain and he stood there and the people was camping, hiding under the van, hiding under here. And he slept there. He said, I know you know once that he's there, nothing's gonna happen. So he said, I got camp and trees are flying all over the places and the rocks have been cut off the mountain and the world will make three blasts. He said, the men heard the blast. He said, but I heard the voice. He said, I don't want to say to alarm them. He said, because it might alarm them, it might throw them off because they're still in Laodicea kind of way, you see? And here he was, he knew the seals had opened, he knew judgment was set now. He knew the mess was going forth to get the bride quickly. And here in Exodus 19, Moses in the mountain, nobody could come along there, exceedingly fear and quake. Amen, that the whole place was going to shake. And when he said that was a judgment sign. He went and prayed, and the Lord said he could tell him it's all right. Because why? He's not going to strike right away. It linger a little while. Amen. So he said, he came back and told him, he said, it meant judgment striking West Coast. California almost sunk. Amen. And then, you know what happened? Afterwards, he came there and he got a revelation that to go and call a bride. And he went out quickly in the end time evangelism looking for a bride. And there's where we are called tonight. We came in as part of that evangelism. We are part of that end-time evangelism where he was looking for character and he had a sweat and with a great sweating out time. Amen. All these years, a great sweating out time to get stones. It's not just confessions because Billy Graham was getting confessions. You better take them confessions and get a stone masonry and cut them and fit them in the building. He said Billy Graham would come and have a great meeting, a so-called great, what they call a great meeting. 30,000 attendance, 30,000 being saved, coming to the altar, publicize it, great thing in the papers next day, great ministerial meeting and great, you know, kind of things going on. But you go back next week, you say, can't find 30. So you say, what they do? All they produce is one stinking dead Egyptian, like Moses did. Amen. Tried to deliver the people and end up killing one Egyptian. Had to run for your life. That's all they produce. One dead Egyptian. Amen. They take a prophet coming to run a power and a pillar of fire, signs and wonders and miracles to deliver the people. Amen. And then he came, he said, what it need is to cut these stones. So after the confession has been made, you make your confession quickly. Amen. Don't the Christ is the Son of the living God. Then you get cut and shaped to fit in the building. Because you build a temple of lively stones, building a spiritual house. And the glory of this temple will be greater than the former one. Because you'll do the greater works that come in this hour. Amen. So you find what has happened, there was a great time there of getting the character. But then quickly under the blood. See, you had to apply the blood for them and their household quickly. Because why? They knew what it meant. You see, when God finished with the Jews, he didn't care whether you live in Bethesda, he didn't care whether you in Iran, he didn't care where you was. When that struck there, you're over as a nation. And you know the Gentiles know when California going to finish. See? But so when that judgment struck the West Coast, it didn't whether you were doing a miracle with Angeles. The Gentile time was about full. But the little space of time, the little lapping over, the little blending of the age, is where quickly, the quickening power is only dealing with those of life. Because it's not time for trash. It's finished. So quickly, Jesus is predestined here. It's them you have to get at. Amen. And that's why the message has been misunderstood by many people. Because they're still looking for some great thing to come over and decide. Looking for some great evangelic campaign and great sort of souls and all these kind of great moves of the Spirit. But he's not going to have that. The greatness of the power will come and shake the world. But so simple, it will go and the world won't even know. Amen. See, you see the dead and the hearing even raised. Amen. You're hearing these, some people, you hear even raised. Dead come off the floor. He said that ought to give you a rapture in faith. Not see. Why? Because you get a revelation, omnipotence is here. The supernatural God is here. If I don't see him, I want to see him. It's not a suit of physical eye. We live in a scientific age. Amen. God have come down to build in their faith. Don't trust your eyes. Amen. You look to the unseen. See, this is happening. And then your faith now is revealed to you by the word. By the sign. By the scripture. A doctor could explain away you didn't really see it. He said, lady, you had an optical illusion. Your eye not good. I proved that to you. And I give you a test. You believe the test? And they proved to you. I want you to say, come back null and void. But when you see the sign, identify it's coming. When you see the scripture revealed, proving it has come, and the message has gone forth. When you see the book open, the message revealed. When the judgment strike the West Coast, he has to be here. It's not what you see. So nothing could explain that away. That is infallible. That is infallible word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away. You see? So God gives us something. And when your faith anchored it, it is beyond what you see, taste, smell, hear, or touch. No, nothing in the scientific realm could explain that away from you. If the Lord had come, how come the seven seals open up? Hallelujah! Amen. How come the voice of the archangel didn't reveal? How come there could be a revival of the just? And who is the just? The one who is living by his faith. Amen! A revival of the just that is living by his faith! And Malachi brought back that faith! And those seven tenants turned their heart back! And those seven tenants give them that revival! Hallelujah! Hallelujah. So they're standing there in the hour the judgment is about to strike. The city had written the war. The Babylon is drunk. But like Daniel with his spirit of wisdom and revelation, they know what it means. How they tell them it, whether they believe it or not, they will tell them what it means. And they're sitting there and drink their wine and fall along the chair and laugh at them anyhow. It's up to them. If it strike fear in the heart, it's up to them whether they repent or not. But he knows what it means. We have seen their hand come down again and write again on the wall. Amen. See, we see the hand write. Hand draw a cloud. Amen. Hand come down in the form of a word. Now your hand. Now your same hand. Amen. Same God all the time. See, and everything he has done, we see him doing it. The hand of God doing it. Amen. You want to see a finger? It's the hand of God doing it. Hallelujah. He's writing, but whether he can read. We thank God, we might be physically illiterate, but we're not spiritually illiterate. No, sir. We can read. God put an excellent spirit inside of us. Bible said Daniel had an excellent spirit. And God put that kind of spirit us to read. We see, as we strike us in our heart, the Holy Spirit bring up a word. Didn't the prophet said so and so? It's going to happen. Look at it right here. Because what you see is what the prophet already said. But you see it manifested now. Amen. Anything you can see around you is already said in one of them books and them tapes somewhere. It's already said that. Because that was the eye. That was God's eye. The all-seeing eye, the pyramid that saw everything. Amen. Many people try to separate the eye from the head, but the eye is in the head. That eye is in the headstone. That's why we say in the eye and in the head too at the same time. But this is not the ordinary eye. You see, like a man, some people have this false revelation. They want to bring out 8 messengers, so everybody have 2 eyes. But God's body have 1 eye. Hallelujah! God's body have 1 eye body. But a man takes the American dollar, he says, look here. He said, that's God's eye. Amen. Then the physical business. But the heads are all seen eye, watching all over the place. And that eye saw everything that's going to happen. That eye, you know, laid out there for us. Then everything we see now through the same eyes, but the same eye don't see already. And then the eye get a better vision, the eye see the same way. Eye never improve inside. It's always omniscient. Amen. Sees and knows everything. So notice, then here, between the time of the warning time, the warning time, when it was going down and judgment struck the earth because the 7 seals was rejected, the Pentecostals rejected the real atonement and judgment struck. Just like the Jews, they reject the real atonement. Crucify my way with that. The world is in Pilate judgment hall and trial. You get it? That was the real atonement. But the Jews reject the real atonement held unto the Lamb. And they crucified that atonement. The builders reject the cornerstone. They reject the headstone again. Was in trial. Then the headstone came in grace and they put it in trial. They didn't want it at all. Amen. Then what happened? Earthquake struck. And when the earthquake struck, was that lingering time. Everything was supposed to be finished right there. Because 1963, souls are in prison. The Lord himself is in heaven a shout. And what happened? They crucify him. Amen. But I'm preaching the message. Indictment. Yeah, they crucify him. Amen. Then he went down in hell. Souls are in prison. You know what Jesus do afterwards? Hell prison there, and he preached to his souls in hell. All these ministers, amen, who had crossed the line of mercy, who was blot out the book, he preached to them. He said, you builders, I indict you. Amen. And then he rose, the rising of the sun. He came back up. Amen. The 7 seal, the quickening of the body of Christ now. Amen. See, the dead body was going to be quickened now. The body that they sealed up in that tomb and said, I put away. Amen. He wanted among the people. Said, I put it away. But then he rose in power, mechanics and dynamics. It's the rising of the sun. So he died. He went to hell. He preached. He came back up in the resurrection. Everything is happening. I was going on right there among them. It was the scripture of the day being revealed. the mystery to be revealed. People want to say event, 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 but it's really the mystery of the world. It was in the spiritual realm now. Not physical, Jesus being killed physically, no. Spiritually now. Preach to all them there, right there, who reject the word, soul die in prison now, but preach in hell. Like Noah did. Noah, did Noah preach to them? Well, then Brother Brown preached to them too. Amen. See? And he preached to them there. But then here we have to come back along and ministry a testimony and preach to them again. Amen. And the others who he didn't preach to, who claimed to believe his message. Amen. But they are really working inside trying to hinder his message. Amen. Then God will turn right back around these and preach to them too. But in between that time, with the lingering judgment, from the time it struck, the tremor shook the earth until it really goes down. But remember when it struck the west coast, it was supposed to go down and finish the Gentile age. Just as it opened the Gentile age back there, the cross, and the earthquake, and the village rent, and the mighty God unveiled, and they saw the genuine mercy seat, here it was again. You understand what we're saying? So then, here was, you put yourself back in the natural. If you were a Jew, you said, I'm there to crucify this man Jesus. You have taught in your church, this man's the devil. Come with false teaching to pervert the nation. Amen. You remain loyal to your church. Here's a bunch of the disciples. They are saying that this man was the fulfillment of the word for the hour. That was the Son of Man being revealed. Amen. And then you say, well, I'm going to believe my priest. Amen. And then you continue to church. Now you outside the economy of God clean. You're worshiping the devil. Amen. You see, you might be religious. You might be singing the hymns or whatever it is. Amen. But you're out of season. You're obeying a Passover. You're holding on to a substitute. You're not in the real covenant. You can't be heir to no promise of God because the promises are in the original atonement. Amen. See, these are preaching a message. They saw God unveil. He opened understanding. See, they know what the veil is rent. Today, he said it's a veil of tradition. He said, what veil is from Christ? A traditional veil, an ecclesiastical veil. He said, and that veil was on your heart today. And the word come and render of your heart. Amen. And when rid of your heart, you could see the word being fulfilled today. The reality of God before you. The word becoming alive and identifying itself back where it was spoken to be taking place here at this time. Amen. Why? Because he unveiled to you. He then conquered by tradition. Because tradition denied that he's alive today. Tradition denied that those words are really being fulfilled today. Tradition must go like a creed and a dogma. So when you can believe that, when you can step forward and show you have overcome the traditions, you stand and conquered by it. All you just teaching have no influence over you. You mean there are thousand denominational voices didn't confuse your mind? Oh my! You're a super person or something. You have to have a supernatural mind. Glory. You mean to say the devil educate theologians for some hundreds of years now, Bible schools, train them in theology to confuse you? Who you know when no Bible school is nothing at all? All you have is your new birth. You mean to say the new birth is so powerful? Oh my. My. You mean to just sit and train all these people? Train them and school them in wisdom of the world. Wise and give them certificates for their excellence in the training. And send them out here to confuse and deceive you. And one little voice, still small voice, speaking your heart. And it take you beyond all that strong barrier. Glory to God. No wonder he said on that day, you'll have a great testimony. When you stand here to be an overcomer in this deceiving age, in this religious age,
Because you're uneducated. You never had no great schooling, no great learning, and yet not theologian on the face of the earth. Who receiving millions of educated people that cannot get hold of your mind. Holy boy, you are not the mind of God. You are not the mind of Jehovah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. My, I want that mind tonight. Let that mind be me. Hallelujah. I want that mind tonight. Oh, my. My, think about that. But I never see it like that. Amen. He send them out. Train them. You see, I hear a rumor. I see a promise in the world. He's not going to stop that promise. Because they're going to have a well-trained bunch by the time they get here. Amen. They'll be able to put the word so nice and confused. It's more than mine. But we don't operate from here. We come from down here. This is where the real control tower is. Down inside of here. Beyond what we understand. Amen. So you see, so the greatest attack of the devil when he started the age and he planned the strategy and he said to counteract the move of the Holy Spirit, the best weapon he can come with is wisdom. I'll train men. I'll have shrewd men there. I'll polish them. I'll give them shine. I'll give them sensations. I'll give them ball of flat. Fire the platform. I'll put oil in their hands. Amen. I'll make them real shiny stuff. I'll let them make the people worldly and give them the desires of the world and still give them the religion. I'll give them these. I'll trap everybody. Not that little bride, no sir. She's true to her marriage vow. Hallelujah. She ain't flirting. She only have eyes for one person. Amen. The headstone is here. She knows he's here. She knows he's around. She ain't lonely. Her head is in his bosom. She's listening to his heartbeat. It's going loved up, I believe. I believe. I believe. Amen. Hallelujah. Music in her air. Hallelujah. He's pointing his secret inside of there. She ain't worried about nothing. Let the devil have on a television program. Have what he wants. Amen. But she's sheltered in the arms of love. Amen. My. See? So when we realize where he's going, the devil, the greatest thing what he had, man, is hurting him tonight. It's paining him because you know why? Since the days of Luther, since the Catholic age, 606 to 1520, Bertie infiltrated the church, that way he carried the church. And for 2,000 years, he had this great plan and execution. And he built up his climax in his hour to trap everybody, every spirit, to get everybody what they want. All these well, slick people, well learned, who from Yale and Hartford, Barron, say, wherever they come from. Amen. But then here comes a little bride, but what song so foolish and humble out of the mother can talk in hillbilly? She said, that's the voice of God. Amen. That's the word of God. She don't care for shiny stuff. She knows shiny stuff is iron pyrite. That trading mature enough to become gold. It ain't worth 10 cents. Amen. She don't know shiny stuff. She wants that glows. Amen. So you see, inside of here, the Holy Spirit with the little bride. And you know, he's coming to a place, California, is about to go down. And it'll go down suddenly. Suddenly, it'll strike and they won't know it. But when it strikes and it goes down, everything will be turned upside down. Amen. And but it would not be, it won't be long. You could count the days as minutes. Amen. It will just be a few days. And it'll all be over. Amen. It's coming to a place now where the Holy Spirit had to give the church certain things when he quickly pulled out. You see, this is what we try to get to the people to see that. He had to get you out and take you in. And he got you out and he took you in a certain place. And then he began to speak certain things to you quickly. You begin to have certain experiences inside of there. And those experiences, you always had to come back along with the word so you could have an assurance of faith. So you could realize it is God interpreting in your life. The thing that he spoke and proven, you are a member of the bride. Amen. It don't mean this when he said, I do that, you're already perfected. No. Quickly, you'll yield yourself to him because you realize what is happening. He has come to you. You see, and it's changing. what you're receiving is changing you quickly. You're being transformed. And the value, the way you esteem things, suddenly esteem is so great, you couldn't pass. You couldn't give up that in the world. You couldn't give up this kingdom. Quickly, like, give it up, nothing. Because why? The old carnal mind is dying away quickly. And the mind of Christ is coming in. And revelation is giving the power to hold your flesh in subjection to the word. And sovereign grace is coming to you. Amen. Let no eye of which I have justified you. Amen. You just must keep feeding upon the other word of power. And because eternal life has begun to be made manifest inside of you. Brother, it's quickly out of word of power. There is nothing to stop that from coming forward. As long as that fertile seed can find a fertile egg, there's a baby on its way. Amen. And as that word, the seed of promise, finds a bedding ground, a place to grow, no circumstances will be considered. Holy faith and holy works is going together to create the promise. Amen. You'll find people preparing and making ready, showing that they're under the urgency, preparing for that great hour, showing that they are convinced. Like John was, you can look at him and knew he was convinced. But I tell you, his eyes are upon your feet. But how could he watch your feet? You have to see your works. See you demonstrate your faith. Amen. What your faith is anchored in, what your faith is based on, his word of promises, Allah, that he reveals to you is being fulfilled. Amen. And quickly moving and you begin to prepare. A few moments we take our time to pray. Amen. We want to say these things tonight inside of here to let you know. Amen. The hour is here upon us. And we've been taught certain things. We've been coming to a place. And many people didn't realize to get the promise, the word to operate, you have to be in a covenant. You have to be in a place. You have to have a certain experience to identify that the thing is really taking place with you. They didn't know that had been a covenant. That had been a union. He has picked me a place, a secret place, a chosen place. Chosen place of worship. Secret place to end in. You have to get in there. Then you have a covenant. Wedding banner grace. Marriage certificate. You have to have those things. You see, under the blood. To prove you identify with the real atonement. Because these things have to be what your faith is being anchored in. In other words, these are what's anchoring your faith before your faith being operated the promise. This is the faith. This is the revelation that shows you the promise is for you. And that is why people try to make believe faith and work themselves up in their faith and try to operate the promise. And when Balaam saw the Pentecostals, wasn't no union, wasn't no chosen place, and tried to operate promises, carnal impersonations. Because why? That is what it breeds. So the angel says, see what it caused? They're trying to bring the power of the promise. And they're not in no covenant. They're not blasphemous names. They're not in the right place. Nothing at all. Old husbands are alive. They're on sensation and gifts. And trying to operate promises. Look at their mouth. Look what it breathes. Amen. You see? And it'd be kind of so then he saw it. So he said, look. He says, you have to know what faith is. So we're going to teach them faith now. Perfect faith. Works is faith expressed. I've heard, but now I see. Sure, there must be a bedding ground for faith. Must be a seed of promise of falling to the bedding ground. Holy faith and holy works. Must be a covenant and a little union. Has to be a place you have to be in before you come into effect in your life. So he said, we have to rub the make-believe out. So the same thing he breed, and some elect was trapped in it. You have to come back along to the elect and rub it out of them. You see, you have to deeper things and rub it out. He said, you gotta show your faith. The only thing to really have that faith is by election, the new birth. Because faith is sent to the soul, and that sense only comes into operation by the new birth. Outside of being born again, you don't have that faith. Amen. So you see what's gonna happen? So this is where when you come in there, he taught you these things quickly. The reason he's teaching you these things was to make your faith operational. Amen. So when the dynamic power in it come back there, inspiration begins to come in your faith and anoint your faith, then holy faith and holy works, you would see the union. You'd be able to produce your testimony. Amen. So you have to put your testimony now. But I don't say a man say marriage. Where your wife? Let me see. You say, I failed. Where your work? This is your. You're in the witness box. You're claiming to be to give a true testimony. It's all right. Evidence. Amen. Present it, and the case is over. You dismiss the matter, and you're free. Every charge has kept me to only a piece of poetry. Amen. All charges against you dismiss. Present the evidence. Where's your testimony? Show your really holy faith. Show your really holy works. Amen. We're in James, you know. When James gets through jail, he'll finish. Remember that James gets through jail, he'll finish. Amen. Show me your faith. Faith without works is dead. When the Son of Man comes, shall he find living faith or dead faith? Faith without works is dead, not dead faith. How many people say, I'm the faith? I received the faith. Malachi 4, but we faith in seven thunders. Where the signs, wonders, and miracles? Where's the apostolic church again? So, when that signs the word, we've had the word for 17 years. 19 years you've had the word. We have about a year and a bit ago again. Where you sound? Where miracles? Where dynamics and mechanics? The original mechanics. So when dynamic power come back in secret, inspiration that drop down, people begin to realize the light has turned from red to green. The channel is open in the vision now. The waiting orders. You can see the glory in their face. The only waiting orders. Speak, Lord, I servant, hear it. Hallelujah. Amen. They can distinguish the voice of Eli. Amen. The voice of God now. How little time there when it's confused. Amen. But now it's clear to them. Or they say, yes, Eli, yes, Eli, yes, Eli. Then you say, speak, Lord. It's the Lord speaking. Amen. You see, then they understand. And it's whether tonight the make-belief is rubbed off. Whether tonight your vision is clear. Whether tonight you see yourself in the vision. Whether tonight you know in the place. Whether tonight you've been brought, pulled out and brought in. Amen. Whether tonight that you're not trying to make believe faith. You're not trying to woke yourself up in the faith. Because you're not trying to woke up in the scene tonight. You see me, you hear me normal as you've seen and hearing me tonight. It's so normal you should believe every promise in the book. So normal you should know you're living the awe when the coming of the Lord is at hand. Normal like that because your soul is anchored. Imagination is under control. You know, I can't help the thought. Shake it loose. Your imagination is supposed to be under control. I cannot fight. Brother, them are even affections cast it out. So like there can't be no false feelings inside of you. Shake it off. Amen. Set your affections and things above. Cast down your reasoning. That find your word. Cast down your reasoning. Let the mind of Christ be in you. Supposed to be under control. The mamba is supposed to be bugging a nut. That is your mamba. That is that haunting and running down all them years. That's supposed to be tied up in a nut. Hallelujah. Amen. Supposed to be standing there. You see, your faith anchor in the promise. You're supposed to be praying now like the man who walk outside, pray, roll up his sleeve and pray. And walk and take his saddle off the horse. That's where you pray. It was the Christians praying that way now. But I'm saying he had a great circuit rider preachers to come to the land. And this year he passed and he was bringing all the little pumpkins and different things, you know, in the house of God, all the little first fruits. And then he came out there that year and had a drought and everything was bad and everything feels gloomy. Sometimes he walking, he feels gloomy. He didn't hear the singing in the church. He didn't hear the joys. He heard his song leader like a murmuring. Oh, can I think of any place? People have a song in their face and it's going through and everybody. Nobody had no real hot burning testimony. Nobody was under stimulation, nothing at all. And you've been asked, what's going on? What's taking place? So, you know, kind of drought, dry spell, and nothing is blossoming, and we're having a hard time, and no rain. So we can't get a revival self. nothing coming down from above. Amen. And then he said, all right, everything under control. Maybe even Elijah in the Bible, they're going to pray for rain. Hallelujah. And he walk up there, tap the horse outside the church, and he walk up to the altar. But then he roll up them sleeves and put them two bony hands up in the air. How would that man lift up hands everywhere praying? Hallelujah. I lifted my hands and he prayed to the God of heaven. Amen. And by the time he finished, he got up and he walked straight outside. Somebody said, where are you going? But he wasn't talking. He went straight out to the horse and took the saddle off the horse. He said he wanted to make sure rain didn't fall and wet the saddle. Amen. He was so persuaded that when he prayed, rain was going to come. But when he prayed, he went to the saddle of the horse. He wanted to make sure rain didn't fall and wet it. He looked at the immediate result, direct change, because he knew he prayed too. He knew he prayed according to the promise. Amen. He knew God would not lie. He knew he had what it takes to present to God the token. I know God would answer. Hallelujah. Well, if you're going to marriage supper, when you present, there can't be any tribulation because it wouldn't be wrong. So between now and the marriage supper is at hand, it's the only time you can present the token. So you have to present, you have to present it. No! With your prayer. Amen. And you know you have come under the blood. You know you're anchored here. You know you identify with the atonement. You know you've seen him in the book as I heard the promise. Is that your faith anchor? You're your redeemed son and daughter of God. You feel justified in asking what you're asking for. That your motive and your objective is right and your faith have a channel to operate through because it's for the glory of God. You feel that way in your heart. Then you approach God knowing that God didn't come and send all these angels over the 17 books so we have a message. But it's a manifest to the bride to give it back. Is it given? God give it back to us. He give back us what is ours. He come all these years and preach and reveal and rub the make-believe out so you can accept God's promise. You can believe it. You can act upon it. Amen. He showed himself in the vision. The cycle returned. He let you show the light change from red to green. He tell you that part of the Lord is present. The sealing angel is here. The world looking for some great big thing to shake. He's quickly just moving to sealing them. Sealing quickly. When the slaughtering angels come, they realize the sealing angels have already come and gone. Wasn't there supposed to be a sealing angel come for us? He's already come and gone. When there was a rapture and the judgment's going to fall, it's already taking place. Amen. You see what's happening? In this great day of deception, it's taking place quickly. Could you all stand up with me? Amen. Where's your faith anchored tonight? Amen. Anchored in his word of promise. What a hour. Moses under the blood of bulls and goats. With a revelation, that was the voice of God spoke out of the pillar of fire. Saying, Moses, slay the lamb. Take the blood and apply it, Moses. And Moses stood there under that blood of that lamb, a male lamb. See? A year old without spot or blemish. And Moses spoke, and things came. What about a bride tonight? Standing. Recognizing the pillar of fire spoken again. God provided a lamb of seven seals and seven thunders. The word crucified and rejected, bleeding today. A bride is sprinkled with that blood of the promised word. Dressed in the wedding garment. And she stands there ready. Knows she has the wedding band. Knows these things. Amen. Someone that might remember the date of the wedding. But when she looks on her finger, she sees the ring there. She knows she's in a covenant. Amen. See, come to many hard days, many rough times. But the covenant is still there. She's bound by that covenant. How much more the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. That little germ that's inside of you. In that body, it's worth about 37 cents. How much is it worth? Is a soul that is part of God, an attribute of God, and that is the man God is dealing with, going to third Paul. He came to your flesh and he said, don't cut your hair, don't paint your face, don't do this. Come to your spirit, get the right attitude, get these things. He become a soul showing name in Lamb Book alive. Experiences predestinated unto you the world can receive because you ordained the path that way to prove to you. As I say, and the faith come by hearing the word, and the word is designed, as it when the experience is designed, when you hear the word, give you faith, because the word proves to you are who you are, because your experience only compares to the word. The word is just a conviction that what you're going through is really God. Because the word is the foreknowledge of God, and that was spoken before you went through what you went through. But we're saying the word go through us, it's going to confirm back to you that you are who you are. Then how much more you should have faith and believe God. So for a few minutes, you could just spend this presence right. Talking to him, praying out, pray out your heart, pour out your soul to him, this is the hour. Pray to break the barrier. There will be no long mournful business before God. Be positive. Direct bullseye to the promise of the asking. You don't wait for what you're asking for. You don't wait for this way. But I'm saying the prayer of a dying saint. Amen. Had power to send that meteor where it was. I read some of that media, should have thought that I messed around the world, some thousands of miles, some thousands of times. The prayer of a dying woman and the praise of God in that woman. How much more a living saint here, but under the power of the Holy Ghost tonight? Amen. But if that little voice is saying, I ain't sure God with me. If you come in my heart, confess right there quickly. Because through confession and faith, you are subject to all the powers in heaven. Don't suddenly try to fight and rest up and try to evade and pass on. If something block you right there, confess it before God and move on quickly. Otherwise, the devil hold you there for years. And you're lingering kind of victorious. And God wants to give you the power to give you the victory to move on. Amen. All I do is watch what God says. I tell you, I say, Lord, I believe your word. And if your faith registers it, you can talk for long and if it registers it. You say, Lord, I believe it. That's it. You walk away with it. Amen. You even ask it because you know what you have need for your ass. Amen. Somebody's out there and they describe it to God. They paint a picture to God. They're going to tell God all about everything and they preach back to God and everything. And they walk up there and they go and disbelieve what they ask for. They even look for it to happen. What do you use? Pray, roll the sleeve, lift your hand, pray, walk about, take a saddle off the horse. It's finished. You believe that tonight? Amen. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Almighty God, we thank you for your presence, your anointing. The Spirit is here leading our souls. Lord, to believe every promise in the book. You say if we can lead our soul to believe it, we can have it, Father. May the angel, the dove, that will come to lead us into a faith we have never known. Take our souls tonight and lead it, Father, into every divine promise. Lord God, may inspire our hearts. Give us a right motive, a right objective, a right attitude as we approach you, Lord God, that we can receive everything that we desire. Lord God, you already shed your blood and paid the price for it. And Lord, you're wanting us to ask with faith, believing, not wavering, Father, and we shall have it. So Lord God, if we come tonight this little time in your presence, and after you have spoken to us, your word, let us see the time, let us see where we should be. Lord God, deal with every heart, every life, as we surrender itself before you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Lord, I'm coming out today. Lay thy nails can hand me. Be growing. And prepare out your soul unto God tonight. You feel a cry, you feel a shout, you feel a pray. A Lord, you feel a cry, you feel a light down. Hold on to the horns, to the altar, and rustle. Pray, but put your faith in the promise and pray. Any little unbelief come, push it aside. Move back. Move back and pray tonight. Amen. God is here in this service to give you the desire of your heart tonight. Lord.